Kitayama is celebrating his second career PGA Tour victory, finishing atop the leaderboard by one stroke. He shot a 23 under par over the 4 days. He followed up Saturday's course record 11 under par 60 with a 6 under par 65 in yesterday's finishing round. Kitayama had a 26-hole stretch covering Saturday and Sunday where he played 17 under.
I was just in control of my irons, you know, especially getting off to start today. Was my wedges got me into those positions. You know, I hit them tight. Kind of trusted that early on and took advantage of the shorter holes with the wedges. You know, you don't expect to come out like that after, you know, shooting 11 under, and to come out like that was special.
He says it was a great weekend for him.
This tournament's amazing. I thought the fans were awesome. The course is in amazing shape. It's just a great, great venue, great atmosphere, great setup. You know, I thought that last year, and it's a place that I would want to keep playing. Fans were amazing. You know, especially yesterday when I was, you know, 59 watch, everyone was cheering me on. Today to get off that start, everyone was cheering me on. A lot of positive energy out there, which was amazing.
Sam Stevens finished second at 22 under par. Spring Lake Park graduate Troy Merritt finished 44th at 11 under par. Former Gopher golfer Eric Van Rooyen and Fargo's Tom Hoagie each missed the cut. Stillwater native Frankie Sapp in the third had to withdraw from the tournament after the opening round.